Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Daf Tzadi, Menachas 90b, pagination 180, will start about 15 lines from the top of the page, Masnisin at the Mishnah, and by way of introduction, to read from the Rambam in Maase HaKarbanos, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, regarding Nesachim. The typical translation of the word Nesachim is libations and would refer to wine. We indeed have the word in contemporary halacha called yayin nesech, wine that was poured for avodah zarah, for idol worship, and that makes the wine a very serious level of prohibition. In general, the wine we encounter is not yayin nesech. We don't live among people who believe in idol worship. Typically what we encounter is something called stam yenom, which is that if a non-Jew comes in contact with the wine, then it becomes non-kosher. These are special laws from the concept of the role that wine plays, both religiously and socially. Very powerful laws of limitation. There's a famous exclusion, which is also worth knowing, and that is that once it's mevushal, it's cooked, it does not have the same prohibitions associated with it. So that if we can get the wine cooked before the non-Jewish wine taster encounters it and tells you what its best market is, once it's cooked, it's not going to be a problem. That's for different reasons. One of the reasons is because it wasn't considered prestigious, so they wouldn't use it for libations on the idol worship level. And socially, the legislation against stam yenom did an exclusion on mevushal because it wasn't considered the drink of prestige once it was cooked. You'll find, just looking at bottles of wine, you'll find that many of them are marked mevushal, either in Hebrew, in English, or both, to make it clear, because in many catering settings, we will only allow mevushal wine. Getting back to our topic, the word nesech, meaning libation, typically is used regarding the wine. But actually, there was a mincha associated with many of these cases. The Rambam writes, Hayayin vehasoles shemeviim im hakarban, the wine, as well as the flour that was brought together with a karban, heim hanikraim nesachim. They go under the umbrella title nesachim, libations, even though it's flour. But since it comes together, it's called on the wine, and it's called nesachim. And this is a discussion in the commentaries, exactly how far to take the word nesachim in different applications. Vasolis levada nikras minchas nesachim. And if you have the flour on its own, without the wine, and you're referring to that, then you would call it minchas nesachim, the mincha part associated with the nesachim. Minchas nesachim eina teuna lo tenufa velo hagasha. Minchas nesachim does not require tenufa, the waving ritual, or hagasha, bringing it close to the corner of the mizbeach. Velo levona does not require the frankincense. Aval teuna melach, it will require salt. V'kula nisrefes al mizbeach hachitzon, and all of it is going to be burnt on the outer mizbeach, like karbanos. V'yisnasech hayayin al mizbeach, and the wine part is going to be poured on the mizbeach. V'einos nimutzula oso al ha'esh, you do not pour it onto the fire. Ela magbia yado, he lifts up his hand, v'yutzak al hayesod, it gets poured on a different part of the mizbeach designated for this purpose, v'yorid l'shitin, and it goes into the area, the holding area, underneath where it seeps in, and that's where the liquid is placed. Let's take a look at our Mishnah. Kol korbanos hatzibur v'hayachid. All korbanos tzibur and yachid to unin nisachim are going to require nisachim. And as the Rambam said, if a korban does require nisachim, this is what it looks like. It's wine and flour. Says the Mishnah, generally, korbanos require nisachim. Chutz min ha-bechor v'ha-maisa v'ha-pesach v'ha-chatas v'ha-asham, except for certain obligatory korbanos that were not the result of a voluntary deed from the person, the bechor, the firstborn, the maiser, the tenth animal, Pesach, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, chatas and asham, as well, typically are not going to require the minchas nesachim, says the Mishnah, ela shechatas shamatzara va'ashama tu'unin nesachim, but the chatas and the asham of the mitzvah are unique because the Torah specifically specifies that indeed it does require the minchas nesachim. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.